Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Monkel Winter, and today we are studying Sefer Tehillim, Shir HaMa'alos, Chapter 132. We have discussed so many beautiful themes in these chapters of Shir HaMa'alos. Yesterday's theme was humility and satisfaction. We don't look for more. We are so grateful for the gifts Hashem has granted us, and we never forget that it is He who has given them to us. But today's parak is so different. It's actually about holding on to a desire, a dream. And what can happen when you just don't let go? Dreams. Dreams can be so powerful. They can propel us to places we could never otherwise go. And when we become one with our dreams, we begin to be forever linked to them. David HaMelech had a dream. It was to build the Beis HaMikdash. Sefer Devarim instructs us that when we are in Eretz Yisrael with a king at a time of peace, we should find out where Hashem wants to build his Mikdash and build it. This command had been given thousands of years before, but to David HaMelech, it was alive and relevant and timely. The very minute he had achieved peace, he ran to Nasan HaNavi and begged for the privilege of building the Beis HaMikdash. So fervent was his desire to build it that Hashem instructed Nasan to return to him immediately and inform him that it would be his son, not him, who would build it. Otherwise, Hashem said, David HaMelech would have begun building it immediately. In this chapter of Shir HaMa'alos, David HaMelech teaches us not only what to dream, but how to dream. Verse 1, Shir HaMa'alos, Zuchor Hashem LeDavid Eskol Unoso. A song of ascends, O Hashem, remember in David's favor his extreme self-denial. A dream is not just a theoretical wish. It is something that troubles us and worries us and keeps us up at night. And the Mefarshim speak here of the true Mesiras Nefesh, self-sacrifice, that David HaMelech invested into the building of this house. And Chazal teach us that this was one of the chief worries of his life. There is a story in the Gemara of the background of Rebbe Eliezer ben Horkanus, who found himself in his 20s, ignorant and unlearned. He wanted to learn and traveled all the way to the yeshiva of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. When he discovered how great was the gap between his knowledge and everyone around him, he began to cry. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai pitied him and taught him basic Jewish ideas, Kriyas Shema, Birkas HaMazon. But again, Eliezer started to cry. He was desperate to learn more. The story concludes with him not only catching up to the other students of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, but truly becoming a tremendous Torah scholar. The commentaries talk about how often the phrase, and he cried, is mentioned in the story. This truly is the first step to understanding dreams. We need to cry for them. We need to care enough. When we don't sleep at night because of them, then they have truly become ours. Verse 2, Asher nishpa l'Hashem, nadar l'avir Yaakov, how he swore to Hashem, vowed, to the mighty one of Yaakov. Here Yaakov Avinu is mentioned. Why? The Malvim teaches that this is another lesson we learn about dreams. When we have a dream, concretize it with something real. Otherwise, it may turn out to be nothing but a pipe dream. David HaMelech wants desperately to build the Beis HaMikdash, and he immediately turns his dream into a neder, a real vow. In this, he has a role model, Yaakov Avinu, who inspired after his dream of the ladder, and after he was given the beautiful promise that Hashem would take care of him, would bring him back to Eretz Yisrael, would care for him and his family. Yaakov Avinu was so inspired that he immediately vowed that when all this comes true, he would build a Mizbeach right here in this holy spot. And there are other reasons to choose to invoke Yaakov Avinu here. Because Yaakov was the first one who was told that there would be a Beis HaMikdash, that it would be an actual house. Here, as Yaakov Avinu, Escaping from Esav had his prophetic dream of a ladder and angels. Yaakov cried out in response, Ma nora hamakom hazeh, ein zeh ki im beis elokim v'zeh shar hashamayim. How awesome is this place? It is nothing but the house of Hashem and the gates of heaven. Chazal talk about how much of the symbolism of this dream was a direct message about this Beis HaMikdash. In fact, again, Yaakov's reaction to the dream was Ki im beis Elokim. And while Avraham Avinu called this place a mountain and Yitzchak called it a field, Yaakov was the first one to name this holy spot a home, a bayis, a Beis HaMikdash. And David HaMelech explains, we have been dreaming about this ever since that moment, for this beautiful house to become, this beautiful place to become the house of Hashem. Verse 3, Im avo b'ohel b'si, im e'aleh al eres yitzuai, I will not enter my house, nor will I mount my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find a place for Hashem, an abode for the Mighty One of Yaakov, says verse 5. So we care about dreams. We hold on to them for generations. And in these psukim, we take actions. We don't just talk about it. David HaMelech is actively searching for the place where Hashem will choose his Beis HaMikdash. Hine shemanuha be'efrasa mitzanuha b'stei ya'ar, says verse 6. We heard about it in Ephras, and we found it in the region of Ya'ar. What was complicated about building this Beis HaMikdash was you couldn't just choose a place. You needed to find the place that Hashem had chosen. But when David HaMelech brought sacrifices at the threshing floor of Arona HaYevusi, Hashem showed him that this was the place. Here in this pasuk, David HaMelech cries out, I have been dreaming about this since I lived in Ephrath, since I was a child, and now I have finally found it. Verse 7. Let us enter his abode, bow at his footstool. Advance, Hashem, to your resting place, you and your mighty ark, says verse 8. And verse 9, your priests are clothed in triumph, your loyal ones sing for joy. And verse 10, for the sake of your servant David, do not reject your anointed one. Verses 7 through 10 say, David HaMelech now found the place. He is all set to start building and begs Hashem, please let it be. But we know the end of the story. David HaMelech did not, in fact, build the Beis HaMikdash. His son did. Was all of this verve, this inspiration now, to waste? Is this how dreams die? What is so fascinating and so inspiring about the end of this chapter is what David HaMelech does when he receives the message from the prophet that it is, in fact, not Hashem's will that he build the Beis HaMikdash, that his lifelong dream will come true through his son and not through him. There is no one who wanted to build a Beis HaMikdash more, no one who planned for it more, collected for it more. And still, Hashem's divine answer was no. It's so difficult when our dreams, our greatest hopes and plans are rejected. It almost always feels like a personal rejection. As we spoke, we become extremely bound up in our dreams, and it becomes difficult to see where we end and where our dreams begin. We sometimes can forget that this dream was not about us, it was for Hashem. And ultimately, we are here to do Hashem's will, not just to actualize our own dreams. But for dreamers, this can be an extremely painful process. What does David HaMelech do? He channels his dream, redefines it. Reminds himself and us that our job is to do the will of Hashem and to make Hashem's will our will. And we do not see any disappointment, any disenchantment or dismay from David HaMelech. Only gratitude that Hashem has made his ratzon, his desire known, and that Hashem has promised that David HaMelech will have a son and that this child will build it. Verse 11, Nishba Hashem le David emes lo yeshuv mimena, mipri bitnecha ashis lekisei lach. Hashem swore to David a firm oath that he will not renounce. One of your own I will set upon your throne. Verse 12, And if your sons keep my covenant and my decrees that I teach them, then their sons also, till the end of time, shall sit upon your throne. This end of the parak expresses David HaMelech's joy in this house that will be built, in the fact that it will become a permanent abode for Hashem. Ki vachar Hashem b'tzion, iva l'moshav lo. For Hashem has chosen Zion, and he has desired it for his seat. Verse 14, Zos mnuchasiya de'ad, po'eshev ki ivisiha. This is my resting place for all times. Here I will dwell, for I will desire it. There and through this house, Hashem says, the glory of David will sprout and his light will shine. At the end of the day, while David HaMelech was not physically involved in the building of the Beis HaMikdash, it is now and forever linked to his name, as the Perek concludes with verse 18, Oyivav al bishboshes, alav yetzitz nizro. I will clothe his enemies in disgrace, while on him, on David, through the Beis HaMikdash, his crown shall sparkle. Thank you for studying together. Li'iloi nishmas Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.